Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about company culture, and more specifically, what your company's email habits say about company culture. I'm pretty sure that you can tell just about everything you need to know about a company's culture from tracking and analyzing email usage patterns, traffic levels, and response expectations. Sure, not all organizations, and certainly not all roles in organizations, are overly reliant on email as their primary communications, collaboration, and general project management tool. But for those that are, and I suspect that would include just about everyone listening to this podcast, your email inbox is largely a proxy for your work in general. Very few initiatives actually get started without first sending an email to someone. Progress is communicated and monitored on those tasks in an ongoing series of emails. Organizational structure and power dynamics are reflected in just who you're allowed to email and who will or will not respond. Your overall stress level and relative satisfaction with your job can be extrapolated from the point in time and condition of your inbox. Finally, you probably leave the office with a warped sense of accomplishment if, at the end of the week, you have successfully triaged all of your incoming messages, sent the necessary replies, and achieved the most elusive of states, the so-called inbox zero. You can pack up, shop, head home for the week, maybe listen to the HR Happy Hour show. And that is when my favorite test of company culture begins. What happens to your inbox, say, between 6 p.m. on a Friday and up until 6 a.m. on a Monday? Just note, this is what we used to call the weekend. As you take to your inbox this Monday morning, think about these things. Who in your company was sending emails last Friday night, or on Saturday morning, or on Sunday evening when you were clinging like grim death to your last few precious hours of downtime? Who was responding to those weekend emails? And no, I'm not talking about genuine business or customer emergencies, just normal kinds of things. You know, the kinds of things you usually worry about on Tuesday. Are your management or senior leaders making a habit of tapping away message after message, note always sent from my iPad, all weekend long while they are ostensibly watching their kids' soccer games? Are you checking or at least thinking about checking your work email on Saturday afternoon when, I don't know, you're supposed to have something better to do? Finally, when you get one of those weekend emails, did you respond? Were you expected to? And if you were you then technically at work? It's odd, for the one piece of workplace technology that we all probably use more than any other, that we think about and really try to understand its usage so little. Email is just always there. It's always on. We engage with it constantly. But we don't ever think about what it might tell us about the organization, the power dynamics, and most importantly, what it reveals about the culture of your organization. So this past weekend, were you on email? Were you off? Do you ever get off? It's something important to think about, I think. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.